Stark.com or call them at 334-263-5535 for quotes from multiple carriers.
Your home, your community, it's not where you live, it's where you belong. It's where you put down roots, built your business, and achieve your dreams. We started here, have grown here, and we're not going anywhere. We're as local as it gets, and we like it that way. We're not just a financial institution. Guardian is the local credit union. Think local, think Guardian. Federally insured by NCUA.
Today is June 21st, the summer solstice, and that means it's the first day of summer. And that means I should be in a lounge chair in my short pants ingesting a frozen daiquiri. And that means I'm out of here. Have a great summer.
WACV Coosada. News Talk 93.1 FM.
Rich Thomas joins us after Fox at 4.
Stand by for news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Jane Metzler. An explosion, no casualties, the suspect neutralized. At Brussels' main train station, a nearby square evacuated. That train station,
one of the central transit hubs for all of Europe, not just Belgium. And for that reason, it's heavily policed, heavily secured. It has what amounts to a physical security ring around the train station, not only people who are armed, but also barriers.
Fox's Catherine Herridge, Belgium on high alert since suicide bombers killed 32 in March of last year.
Right here. You can keep taking your selfies.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer addressing speculation about his future. He calls tax reform and Obamacare repeal the president's main focus. On Wall Street, the Dow down 61, the Nasdaq off nearly 51. Fox News, we report, you decide.
It's gonna be so rainy today.
It's so rain.
You're gonna get
really wet.
Better open up
that umbrella.
It's coming down.
Coming down.
Blood on the ground.
No word of pain, cause the forecast calls for rain.
Woo! Yeah! Glorifies me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Next app that Rich Thomas needs to develop is the one that predicts lottery numbers, because this day has played out precisely the way he predicted. So,
Rich Thomas weather.
Live on the phone with us on Newstalk 93.1 FM.
Hey, I think your singers need to come up with a tropical storm one.
We have muggy, we have thunderstorms and rain and wind, and we have hurricane, but we don't have tropical storm or potential tropical cyclone.
Yeah, well, that's gone by the boards. We don't have to say that anymore. You and I came up with, you came up with a variation of Windy by the Association this morning.
Yeah, we just weren't able to get in the studio and record it, but I got the lyrics right here.
So here's the deal. It's no longer potential tropical storm, potential tropical cyclone number 3. It is tropical storm Cindy. And it is stationary in the north-central Gulf of Mexico. And it is headed for probably, I think the center will cross the coastline near the Texas-Louisiana coastline, maybe late Wednesday, perhaps Wednesday night into the wee hours of Thursday morning. But as we've been telling you on the radio, it doesn't matter where the center goes, because all the weather associated with this system is well to the northeast and east of the system, and that's where mostly the heavy rain is located. This system will be known as a heavy rain producer. It won't be known for its winds. It won't be known for its storm surge. It's going to be known for rainfall. And, in fact, I see now that the state of Alabama has issued this sounds really ominous, but they've issued a state of emergency. And I'm going to read what Art Faulkner, the FEMA director here in the state, says. He says residents need to start preparing for widespread rain totals of 4 to 8 inches. I think that's very plausible. With isolated areas greater than 10 inches, I think that's very plausible. Through Thursday, be prepared for potential flooding conditions, which is critical. Flash flooding can be very dangerous, obviously. I think down near the coast, there could be up to a foot of rain, which is, you know, a serious amount of rainfall. So that's the biggest threat for Alabama. This rain, and by the way, on the radar right now, this rain shield covers all of central and south Alabama. It's not heavy, but it is extensive, and it's not going to go away. The other threat that we might have would be some possible spin-up tornadoes. I think that's possible in parts of South Alabama tonight and tomorrow. I think it's more likely into a larger area in maybe covering the southwestern half of the state on Thursday. That's very typical of a landfalling tropical system. So that's what Tropical Storm Cindy means to us. A lot of rain and, kind of a dismal forecast right on through most of Thursday, and I think we start to break out of it Friday. I think the rain chances start to go down by later on Friday, and over the weekend we're back to that status quo of 30 to 40% chance in the afternoon hours.
I have a question for you, because I looked at the cone of doom that they project, and they show it making a turn to the northeast in the Tennessee-Kentucky area.
Mm-hmm.
We're still, as you predicted, going to be on the wet side of this system. Will it start to lose some of its moisture impact as it comes on shore?
I think it will, and I think as it becomes a weaker system, once it gets past Arkansas and beyond, what happens is you see a tighter core of rain right near the center and extremely prolific rainfall for a lot of those states. But it's not as extensive, I think, by then as it is right now. It's a pretty wide rain shield all the way from Georgia through Alabama and Mississippi and Louisiana back out into the central Gulf of Mexico. So that's pretty extended. It's a lopsided weather system. But it is a tropical storm now, so it did get that designation from the hurricane hunters, and the winds are now at 45 miles per hour. By the way, the only other change on the 4 o'clock advisory was that the tropical storm warnings were extended as far west as the Houston, Texas area. Houston, Galveston area are under a tropical storm warning. So there you go, your Cindy update.
Really appreciate it, Rich, and hopefully you'll continue. Are you feeling better?
I got a little nap this afternoon. The phone's been ringing a lot, so I'm doing better. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that.
And don't forget to give a big kiss to that special little girl.
She's right here.
Goose dog.
That's right. You guys have a good one. I'll see you later.
All right. Thank you, Rich. Okay, so there you go.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Let's see if the traffic is being affected by the rain.
Okay, bagel mouth.
I picked the wrong time to bite.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
All hail Jay! All hail Jay! All hail Jay!
Good afternoon from Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. In for Rick Walker, I'm Jay Scott. We still have the all clear out there. We got no problems on the roads right now. Things are looking good for you. 65 and 85, also the Boulevard, the 31s, everything else is all clear so far right now this afternoon. If that changes, though, we will let you know. Don't forget, buckle up and be safe. The roads are still wet. Get everything for summer at Midtown Plaza. Shop Ross, dress for less, Office Depot, Dollar Tree, Shoe Carnival, Cato, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85, a McClinton and Company development. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, in for Rick Walker, I'm Jay Scott.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm.
1-800-INSURE.
All right, glad you could join us for Happy Hour this afternoon. We're totally up to the moment on the weather. What you see right now is what you're likely going to see for the next 24 hours, pretty much. It's raining enough to kill. I'll get us a reading from the house here in just a little bit. In the meantime, Don't you hate it if you're driving a car that's old? You get out in a situation like this, and man, I wish I had this because I would feel safer driving. Oh my goodness! Since this morning, they've sold another one at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Now, I want to direct your attention initially to the cars that are available under 10. Somebody wisely picked up that Lexus, that RX 300, that was on the lot. That's a great performing vehicle in weather. It just is. And trust me, in Florida, yeah, when you get those summer downpours that are almost blinding, you're glad you've got something that really knows how to hold the road. Somebody made a very, very wise choice picking up on that. But they've still got some great selections available. And what I see here, everything priced between $6,300 on the low end, that's Joan Jetta, the Volkswagen Jetta that's been there for a bit, to the Hyundai Azera for $7,400, a couple of Nissans and a Chevy Impala, too. They're all beautiful. They're all in great condition. The interiors are clean and pristine. They've got pictures of all of that, but you can know this, too, that David Ingram has had the best mechanics on the planet under the hood determining whether or not that's something they want to resell, because what they don't want to resell at Jack Ingram is somebody else's troubles. So you can shop with confidence. So if you got somebody going off to school or a new driver in the family, this is where you want to go. And I'm not telling you to do what I didn't do. I will never do that to you. Never. We went to get our son his first vehicle there, and we did. But it just so happened that above 10, you could say we were led into temptation because there was a Nissan Juke on the lot. Beautiful. 27,000 miles. Car 4 years old. The interior, like new. Had to have it. So we got a great deal on two, not just one. Jack Ingram, 235 Eastern Boulevard. See Tip Thames and his incredible team of auto sales professionals. I'm not going to call them salesmen. They're really a great group of guys over there. Or shop online at jackingramsignatureusedcars.com.
Did you know circuit breakers deteriorate over time and can become a fire hazard? If you've remodeled, added large appliances, or have breakers that trip, you may need to upgrade your electrical panel. Don't take chances with your family's safety. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery. Act now and Mr. Electric will install a whole house surge protection system at no additional charge with your electrical panel upgrade. That's a $600 value. Call Mr. Electric of Montgomery for details today. Some restrictions apply.
It happens every summer. Stargazers delight in the opportunity to view constellations that can't be seen in winter, while car lovers delight in the opportunity to own one of our stars. At the Mercedes-Benz summer event, you can get the Mercedes-Benz of your dreams for less than you thought possible. Like the beautiful to behold, but built to be driven C-Class. You select its driving dynamics to fit the mood you're in and the road you're on. Lease the 2017 C300 Sports Sedan, an IHS top safety pick, for just $399 a month for 36 months with $4,193 due at signing. Hurry in for this once-in-a-summertime opportunity. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
The monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through July 31st, 2017. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 227 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or call 334-277-5700.
Hey, my name is Benji with Marguerites. We're the exclusive dealer of Forevermark Diamonds. Forevermark Diamonds are the most brilliant, beautiful diamonds in the world. We start them off at 1 carat, then we start for $4,000, 1.5, 6,500. Also, we have all shapes and sizes. Forevermarks come in different colors as well. So come see our selection of Forevermarks. Look it up online. It's the absolute most gorgeous stones there are. We're open Monday through Friday from 10 to 6:30, Saturdays 10 to 5. Just look for the Big M. We're in the Cornerstone Shopping Center. Come look at the Forevermark Diamonds.
It happens every summer. Stargazers delight in the opportunity to view constellations that can't be seen in winter, while car lovers delight in the opportunity to own one of our stars. At the Mercedes-Benz summer event, you can get the Mercedes-Benz of your dreams for less than you thought possible. Like the beautiful to behold, but built to be driven C-Class. You select its driving dynamics to fit the mood you're in and the road you're on. Lease the 2017 C300 Sports Sedan, an IHS top safety pick, for just $399 a month for 36 months with $4,193 due at signing. Hurry in for this once-in-a-summertime opportunity. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing.
The monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through July 31st, 2017. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Mercedes on the Eastern Boulevard of Montgomery for up to $9,000 in summer event savings. It's time to love what you drive.
Hello, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath, owner of The Herb Shop. I'm excited to announce our new radio show on Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. I'll be interviewing leading researchers in nutrition, scientists, medical doctors, specialists in the holistic field who can answer your questions. Tune in Saturday mornings at 11 a.m.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You've seen the Coke bottles with different names on them. It's fun to hunt for your own or the name of a friend or relative. But Coke is going one step further. Now, you can get an ice cold bottle of Coke, Diet Coke or Coke Zero, with a more specific name for the special people in your life. Like Office Brown Noser, Frenemy, Future Ex-Roommate, D-Bag, Backstabber, or Have a Coke while you look for a job and finally get off the freaking couch. Isn't it nice to share a Coke with someone you love or even someone you don't? So have a Coke and a smile and tell someone what you really think while you're at it.
And you know what? Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
To talk to Old Navy vet after the roll call.
Is it time to go home and put on my good boobs?
Nah, this is a come-as-you-are party. It's happy hour. Welcome.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. You gotta have something.
Bite me.
If you wanna be with me. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
I'm sick of this.
You gotta have something.
Adios, muchacho.
If you wanna be with me.
Cheats and liars.
Cause that minus
is
too low to see.
Yeah. I don't trust you. I don't love you. I don't want you.
What the hell is wrong with you all?
Well, watch it, brother.
Nothing from nothing leave nothing.
You're gorgeous.
And I'm not
it's
nothing.
It's unbelievable.
Believe you me.
Hot diggity.
Don't you remember I told you?
No.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
What are you looking at, butthead?
Rubbish.
There is something weirdly entertaining about you.
Don't make me open a can of whoop-ass buster.
Oh, mama.
Honey, I'm busy. Touch yourself.
Jane, you ignorant slut.
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing.
You are a meathead.
Tool.
If you wanna be with me.
You were my brother. I put myself up for adoption. Oh, someone's in a mood.
I think you're not as dumb as I think you
I'm
are.
Beginning to sober up and you're scaring me.
Gotta have something.
Welcoming on News Talk 93.1 WACV, and what will continue to be a rainy afternoon, evening, into the morning, and beyond. But you've got Rich Thomas on your side. And when you've got Rich Thomas on your side, that, in one word or less, is...
awesome.
Here is Old Navy Vet.
Good afternoon, sir.
How are you?
Okay.
You know, you're one of my favorite people.
Well, thank you very much, and you're one of mine, and I heard myself mentioned earlier, so I thought I would weigh in on the collision.
Please do.
Okay. In my wild and impetuous youth, I served aboard a destroyer, of course, the destroyer I served aboard was built in 1944, so it didn't have all the sophisticated tracking and all sorts of gear the Fitzgerald would have had.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things I got to do while I served aboard that ship was be the helmsman. So I was the guy who was up steering it. And I would have had been struck deaf, dumb, and blind not to have seen another ship approaching. And the officer who is the officer of the deck, or has the con, as it's called, would obviously see that too and give the appropriate orders to change directions to avoid a collision. And what I've read about this ship that ran into the Fitzgerald, it was out of the Philippines. And the way it, what I've read sounded to me that it made a deliberate course change into the Fitzgerald. Mm-hmm. And with the situation with the leader of the Philippines, who obviously is not the U.S.'s best friend, you know, this is just speculation on my part, but and all this hasn't come out, and who knows how much the Navy will ever get around to releasing about this. You know, your guess is as good as mine, but, you know, if you can't see something as big as a container ship looming up on you, then, wow, maybe a vision check would be good or something.
Let me ask you this, because we all know that our previous president had great contempt for the military and treated it like his personal social experiment. And I had ventured, conjectured that perhaps in his utopian goal to make everything fair, that some people may have been promoted ahead of their skill set into positions they weren't quite ready for, but met minimal qualifications. Somebody took exception to that, that we had incompetent, and that wasn't what I was saying. I wasn't saying our military is incompetent. I think, though, in certain instances, we're going to be paying a price for some of the damage that was done over the last 8 years.
Yeah, well, there's always some headline somewhere that says a naval officer in a command position got demoted for something or got relieved of that command, so... And this is not an every once in a while. This seems to be fairly frequently is what I've noticed. So if you're going to make a guy a four-striper captain or make him an admiral, then for God's sakes, you know, make sure he's qualified, he or she is qualified to hold that job and not be the level of incompetence that, you know, you got to, after a short time, you got to boot him out of that position and or boot him out of the whole service. You're right about that speculation. I would agree. I don't know if, I assume the Navy still does it the way they did it 47 years ago when I started, but you used to go through what was called A as an alpha school. That was your initial training after boot camp, and then you progressed along and moved up the ladder and pay grade, and then you would go to B, Bravo, as it would be called, school, and then the next thing obviously would follow would be C school once you got to a higher level as a non-commissioned officer. I assume they still do that, but theoretically, everybody should have gone to some that initial A school, but, you know, I don't know if how much has changed or not, like it does, but the part about steering it, yeah, I got to do that, so I got to stand on the bridge and actually see that myself with my own two eyes and my two hands on the wheel there. So it's, you know, the head-scratcher of a mall there, you know, who did what and when, and I don't know, but I just know it would be hard. If this weather is clear, you know, blue skies, sun out, you cannot miss seeing another ship coming along, especially something as big as a container ship, because they got all those containers stacked all over the deck, you know, up high. And I always wonder why those things didn't just roll over, but you got to be able to see that thing. So this is going to be, you know, take a while for whoever to sort this out. But it just seemed illogical to me that somebody could, the guy who was the helmsman on the Fitzgerald could have steered into it or couldn't have corrected his course or whatever, but I don't know.
Well, we appreciate your experience and insights on the topic, old Navy vet.
Well, thank you. All right, could I make a request if you can and would like to? If you go on YouTube and look up the Navy hymn and you get the one that a Navy choral group is at the Arizona Memorial, and the acoustics inside that are quite breathtaking. So if you want to play that, That would be cool.
I have the Navy hymn.
Okay, well, if you've never heard the one inside the Arizona Memorial, that's worth a listen.
I'll see if I can find that. You know, that's the one thing that's on my bucket list, Navy vet, is to visit that.
I would like to, too. I spent time on an island. I don't want to go back to Ireland, but I would like to go to that one.
All right, man. Thanks so much for your time this afternoon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
And thank you for your service. 426. All right. I want to get this Paul Joseph Watson clip in. But it's a few minutes late. This is about, again, have you noticed how quickly, yes, these terror attacks, especially those in Britain, they get reported and then they just kind of like disappear quickly before you even catch the detail. This one is on the Finsbury terror attack, the most recent one. You may have not even heard that name. But Paul Joseph Watson does not let these things escape his attention. And we're going to play this before 5 o'clock. Without question. We'll get back to Rich with another update on the forecast, but you can expect this rain to continue for many, many hours yet. And tomorrow, we'll let you know early if the rain should become, you know, if the situation becomes dangerous in any way, we may have to postpone our bomb hours gathering tomorrow night. But right now, it is still on. And thanks to those of you who have asked.
Now, how are you doing with the big news today? That, the Ken doll now is a man bun.
This is frightening.
You doing all right? I know how man buns sort of, you know.
Well, all I know is if I talk about this or I put it on Facebook, I'm going to become a phobe of some type. A dollophobe or a bunophobe or something.
Yeah, I don't get this hatred for
Look at these Ken dolls. They look like they should be with other Ken dolls.
Though, I mean, I will say, I've got long hair. I could put a button up, but I refuse to do it.
But look at him. Look what he's wearing. Look how they got him dressed.
He's wearing shorts.
Look at the shirt with little cactuses on it and his man bun at the top.
God, grown men shouldn't wear shorts unless they're working out or at the beach.
Yeah, they should wear sweatpants. Real men wear sweatpants.
Or jeans.
Or jeans.
Or khakis. Or slacks of some type.
Or a romper.
No.
Now it's 4:30 already. Look what you've done.
What did I do?
By getting me yakking about how can I try to get this Ken doll.
I was just checking on how you were doing. I was looking out for you, Captain.
Thank you, Joey. I mentioned that our Baumhauer's gathering a week from tomorrow on the 28th, Troy King is going to join us. And what you're going to find when you see him there is what I did when I got to talk to him in his office. He, in every way, is such a regular guy, family stories to tell just like everybody else. But in his law practice, where he now represents people in matters of personal injury, elderly home abuse, people who have been victims of truck accidents and so forth, I emphasize to you, having been through that, it's a very serious business. And this clown show that erupts on TV every night with boxing gloves and I mean, it's they're making a mockery out of it. But I can tell you from personal experience, it works this way. There is a system in place, and there are people who are respected. So if you need representation in any of those situations, struck by a distracted driver, drunk driver, a truck that pulled into your lane, whatever the situation, who do you want working on your behalf? You know what? I think having the former Attorney General of the state of Alabama, that's a name that I'd want representing me. And I can say that because that's what really matters. Most of these TV things you see, they're just call centers, and those cases are farmed out. But when you call Troy King at 855-335-8769, Troy King is going to return your call. Troy King is going to talk to you. Troy King is going to work as your advocate, okay? And when his name shows up on someone's caller ID to deal on your behalf, that's going to be taken very, very seriously. This is a man who knows his law. So remember that name should you need representation in a case involving personal injury, senior abuse, trucks, distracted drivers, and so forth. Troy King. 855-335-8769. 1-800-926-9.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It's nighttime at Airport Trailer. Let's see what's up with Pipsqueak and the boys.
Okay, let me run the checklist. There's the snacks, I got the drinks, my folding chairs. Hey, Big Tex, grab the umbrella. Let's see, what am I forgetting?
Boy, I say, boy, what in tarnation have you cooked up this time?
It's summertime. Me and Big Tex are gonna take a road trip to the beach. Waves, gulls, sand. Oh, yeah, I gotta remember the sunscreen. Oh, and the boom box. I gotta have my tunes.
Are you serious? The heat's making you crazy.
Sometimes I don't think this boy's elevator goes all the way to the top floor.
Who's gonna tow you down there, son?
No, no, that might be a problem. Hey, I got it. We can use Uber.
It's time for summertime savings on Big Tex trailers. It's hay season. Check out the Big Tex goosenecks. Airport Trailer and Big Tex have it all. Dump trailers, ATV trailers, car haulers, and hot shots. Big Tex also has the perfect lawn and landscape trailers. See Airport Trailer today and find out what owning a Big Tex can do for you. Shop the full line of Big Tex products at Airport Trailer, your River Region Big Tex dealer. Airport Trailer, call 288-5785. Make your trailer come to life at Airport Trailer.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Now, I know Christmas is months away, but the folks at AC by Lou Choir have been exceptionally good this year. So, I had a few extra goodies to drop off to them. And now, they want to pass them along to you. Choose between a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and have your pick. Also, get 0% financing with approved credit. Get all the details on Christmas in July at acbylouchoir.com. Turn to the experts at Carrier and AC by Lou Choir and feel like it's Christmas early. A free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner with a purchase of select new Carrier systems. That's acbylouchoir.com. Let's go, Rudolph. Next stop is the dry cleaners for this suit.
License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Experience the great outdoors like never before on a Kawasaki ATV or side-by-side. From Ward's Kawasaki in Troy, Alabama. With dominating power and undeniable performance, the Brute Force ATV is a conqueror on four wheels. Want to take playing hard to a whole new level? The Turex side-by-sides are the ultimate trail driving machine. The thrill-seeking machines for the entire family to enjoy. And if you're looking for the best of both worlds, look no further than the compact size Mule SX side-by-sides or the most capable Mule ever before. The Mule Pro Series. These rugged no-frills machines get the job done wherever the going gets tough. And to top it off, all Kawasaki side-by-sides are backed by the Kawasaki Strong 3-year limited warranty. Get off the beaten path and work or play with a Kawasaki four-wheel vehicle today. Brute Force, T-Rex, and Mule, built for adventure, built Kawasaki Strong. See Ward's Kawasaki in Troy on 231 South, three generations and running strong. Read owner's manual and all on-product warnings. Kawasaki ATVs with engines of 90cc and above are recommended for use only by persons 16 years of age and older. Kawasaki also recommends that all ATV riders take a training course.
Don't you love the fact that Schmegegi Kelly, her show, the grief it's causing NBC after just two airings? There was with Alex Jones. I don't know if that's more of a commentary on her or Alex Jones. Maybe his vast number of fans did not tune in. I don't know. But she lost to a 60 Minutes rerun, and that's pretty pathetic.
Wow. Well, and the fact that Jones scooped her.
Yeah.
It had the raw audio of their interview.
Yeah.
What did she think she was walking into? Has she ever watched Alex Jones? That guy is insane. He's incredibly entertaining. Don't get me wrong. Like, he...
Oh, man. I mean, it's always interesting whether you completely buy whatever he's...
Well, and I often don't buy what he's selling, but he was also not on his show. He's actually good friends with Joe Rogan, who has one of the biggest podcasts out there.
Mm.
Millions of followers, and when he was on with Rogan, it was fascinating to see Jones not in his element but keeping up appearances, because apparently Rogan, Jones go way back when Rogan was an early comedian, and Alex has always been this conspiracy guy, and Rogan used to be, and he's a fascinating guy to talk to, but when you are trying to headline NBC News, you have to understand in the mind of Alex Jones, you're enemy number one. On his long list of enemies. Like, what a good job, Megyn Kelly.
Yeah, good work. And did you see the story today? Fox would not, the quote was from a source inside Fox, she would not be welcome back here. So, apparently that whole victim thing about how she was treated there and all that bunch of crap. I notice here there's a story, and this saddens me a little bit because it's just a reflection of changing times, that the average person, a parent, has to spend $495 per child to keep them amused during the summer. And I find that sad because we didn't require any amusement. We amused ourselves. We played baseball every day the weather was decent. When we were done playing baseball, we'd ride bikes. If it was raining like it is here today, we'd go in somebody's basement and play Monopoly or Parcheesi or something.
And one thing I've worried about lately, and a big disclaimer, like, parents should be the one to raise their children. You shouldn't be going and trying to do things and teach kids things that parents don't want. But, this is the big hairy butt in the situation, sometimes parents seem to be like, don't you dare ever expose my child to an idea I don't want them to be exposed to, even though it's in the public realm, even though they'll learn it eventually when they grow up. It becomes a little too much like, it's your child to guard, not your child to brainwash. And it's like, whatever happened is just kicking the kid out the door, go find a stick, go dig a hole, go imagine something, learn about the world yourself. Yeah. Like, this sort of like, the helicopter parents.
Yes.
Who don't want their kid to learn anything on their own.
In fact, in my time, ancient times, we felt sorry for the kids that had to go away to camp.
Pete, this is Joey. He's going to spend some time with us.
Bringing a bad memory, Captain.
You better get him over to the bathhouse. It's about chow time, isn't it?
Yeah.
What's cooking?
Steak, potatoes, green beans, and I think I seen Cook making pumpkin pies.
That sound good to you, Joey?
Sure does. Except for the bathhouse business.
You're scaring me, Captain.
4:38's the time on News Talk 93.1 FM. Here's Rich with
the
forecast.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We're keeping close tabs on the forecast and watching where that tropical plume of moisture will end up. For tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms will be around. Overnight low temperature near 70. Tomorrow, scattered showers and storms from time to time. High temperature in the lower 80s. And then late tomorrow night into Thursday, rain and thunderstorms become likely. Rainfall amounts could be locally heavy with some tropical downpours and a high temperature in the middle 80s. More scattered showers and storms around on Friday. This is a great week to download our free weather app with the latest watches and warnings, access to my blog posts and videos, radar, future radar, and more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
All right, Tropical Storm Cindy will be sending a lot of moisture through the area, but luckily, it's just going to be a steady rain. And if you love a rainy night like Eddie Wabbit, it's going to be nice. Good for watching old movies and stuff.
Yeah.
Keep a window open so you can hear the ambient sound of the rain falling. Now, it could also lead to some flooding issues. We had those just the week before last. And we could have more because, in fact, I got to call, remind me to call Mrs. Ritterbuttle and get a picture of my rain gauge, my official digital rain gauge boy, second class.
Are you going to get promoted anytime soon?
I have confidence that when the time is right, I'll get it. And a
promotion.
Are
you in the good graces of Admiral Thomas?
I believe I am, up till now. So far, so good.
Keep at it.
Some people in the last one, low-lying areas, and I know this is true where we also have hillier areas, Wetumpka, where there's runoff and then roads get flooded and it makes its way into people's houses. Georgia Floors Direct will be there for you if that should occur or did occur. They are asked me to let you know they'll rip out the old flooring for free at no charge if you purchase replacement flooring from them. That could be a very expensive thing. But you don't have to worry about that part of it. If you visit Georgia Floors Direct, you can easily find something within your budget and replace that flooring. And by the way, one of the things that they're very certain about is to make sure that when they do an installation, they do everything possible to minimize the risk of a reoccurrence of this kind of situation. They may make a recommendation. The installers they work with have a lot of experience, whether it's carpet tile, hardwoods, laminates, you name it. They've got it at a real wholesale price, and they're building on the boulevard hundreds of thousands of square feet of choices and a great group of flooriers to take you through it. See Jeff Mallinson and his team at Georgia Floors Direct. Look them up on Facebook for additional information and the latest offerings. They keep their page updated regularly. on the boulevard across from Lowe's, a flooring destination since 1969.
Traffic is brought to you by Delk and Tomlinson, men's rights attorneys. Contact them at 819-4810. Delk and Tomlinson, making men matter.
Good afternoon from Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. In for Rick Walker, I'm Jay Scott. We still have that accident at the 2200 block of East South Boulevard over by Baptist South that is really causing backups there. So just if you're stuck in that, it's going to be a little while they clear that. It was an accident with injuries, so just be patient. You'll get through it. Now, other than that, everything else is great. 65 and 85 still got green light conditions there. Also, on the other part of the Eastern Boulevard, the main part of Eastern Boulevard is looking good, too. And the 31s are great. Prattville and 82, Cobbs Ford, 14. Everything is fine there as well this afternoon. At Invisible Fence, they're passionate about protecting pets so you can focus on fun. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. That's 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, in for Rick Walker, I'm Jay Scott.
Been in a wreck? Can't afford to see a doctor? Call me, Stuart Vance.
1-800-INJURE.
Representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
It happens every summer. Baseball fans relish the opportunity to see a new crop of rising stars, while car enthusiasts relish the opportunity to own one of our stars. At the Mercedes-Benz Summer Event, you can get the Mercedes-Benz of your dreams for less than you thought possible. Like the supremely intelligent E-Class sedan, winner of a Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com Best Auto Tech Award. Lease the 2017 E300 Sports Sedan for $569 a month for 36 months with $4,863 due at signing. Hurry in for this once-in-a-summertime opportunity. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through July 31st, 2017. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Co. Inc. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Mercedes on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery for up to $9,000 in summer event savings. It's time to love what you drive.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, the rain is falling steady and accumulating steadily. Just got a photo of my digital rain gauge at home, and we are at 0.29, which makes sense because it's just light rain. The live-in for Doppler, take a look.
Well, and 0.29 inches is nothing to shrug at.
Not at all.
Well, when it comes to
especially rain. Especially on top of what we've already had.
Right.
But it's really weird to look at the radar. Virtually the entire state is covered in green with a few gold and red flecks here and there as Tropical Storm Cindy feeds the moisture up our way. Tomorrow morning we will have the first update with Rich right here in the studio on the morning show with yours truly, Jay Scott and Emily.
Hello, Montgomery. This is Baron Coleman for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. June is the fifth year anniversary for 4 Healthy Pets, and they want to let everyone know how much they appreciate you supporting 4 Healthy Pets for the last 5 years. Thank you, thank you, thank you for supporting 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets has trade show products arriving daily, so look for great new treats, toys, and supplements from their little adventure. The treat of the month, the new Darford Zero G oven-baked all-natural treat. It's rich in protein, low glycemic index for diabetic dogs, zero grains, zero gluten, zero GMOs. They have chicken, duck, lamb, and salmon flavors at 4 Healthy Pets. Right now, they have a limited quantity of locally made cat scratchers and window seats. You're going to want to check those out. You can visit 4 Healthy Pets online, 4healthypetsonline.com, 4healthypetsonline.com, or visit them in person just up the hill from Faulkner University on the left-hand side in the Healthwise Foods Shopping Center where the old Skate Haven was. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
Call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You've seen those cute little girls on TV telling you to call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad. Well, now's the time for you to call Chad and get your AC unit checked out today. Chad's AC Direct can help you with quick service for maintenance and repairs. And if you need a new unit, call Chad today at 264-6464. Chad's AC Direct will save you money, big money. Call 264-6464. Check them out on the web at chadsacdirect.com. Alabama license 92244.
This July, make it a jolly holiday with the Alabama Shakespeare Festival's Mary Poppins. This million-dollar production of the Broadway blockbuster features incredible sets, beautiful costumes, and that magical nanny who will fly over your head and into your hearts, leaving you and your family spellbound. Your summer just won't be complete without a trip to ASF. Tickets are going fast. Get yours at asf.net today.
the Fox Business Network. Fewer Americans are crunched for cash. A new survey from Bankrate.com finds that nearly one in four Americans have no emergency savings at all, but that's actually the lowest level we've seen in 6 years. Meanwhile, after the Dow and the S&P 500 hit new highs on Monday, stocks slipping on Tuesday as oil hit a nine-month low. And still trying to decide where to go for your summer getaway? Well, this might help. U.S. News & World Report naming New York City the best place to visit in the U.S. of A. The Big Apple getting big praise for its endless list of things to do. And if going overseas is more your thing, the same report says that Rome is now the best place to visit in the world. And if you can't make it there, you can always fake it there. A new study from LearnVest revealing more than half of all millennials admit posting fake pictures on social media to make it look like they're either staying, eating, or visiting somewhere more expensive than where they actually are. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Neil Cavuto.
If you want to work until you drop, reduce your standard of living in retirement, or lose more of your hard-earned money in the stock market, then just ignore me. But if you'd like to generate a steady, predictable income, I'm talking real wealth and financial security for as long as you live, then listen to this. A free report is now available that reveals the money-making secrets Wall Street and the banks don't want you to know. It reveals how you can get guaranteed growth, safety, and wealth-building power without risking your money in the Wall Street casino. To get your free special report, visit bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
When we had something planned, it would rain.
I'm gonna go buy some jelly beans at a magical candy store on a cloud.
Con the rain.
We get really loaded, we go up on the roof, change the storm windows.
It would explain what's driving this extreme weather.
I blame the French and their crazy sex water.
We all know you're about as deep as a puddle.
Hey, it's the Greg Peddle Show here on News Talk 93.1 of MWACV. I've been going out to check the rain to see if what I see matches what we're looking at the radar, and I'm here to tell you that it is. Just a steady rain. Green all over the radar. Winds are calm. So it's not that bad. It's just going to not stop for a long time. Like I said, Rich will be here with the latest tomorrow morning. And then I guess we got to pay attention to the other storm, Brett, which is out in the Atlantic, pretty far south, though. Of course, it's in a location that's unprecedented since tracking began. So, of course, Brett's become the latest symbol for the global warming crowd. They're all nuts. All right, there was another terror event. In fact, a near disaster in Brussels today where they've had plenty of it. Paul Joseph Watson wants to talk about the most recent one in England.
A right-wing terrorist drove a van into a group of Muslims near a North London mosque. Disgusting, tragic, reprehensible. But wait, I thought the reasonable way to respond to terror attacks was just to unite and love everybody. Why is everyone so outraged? I mean, surely we should just tweet pray for hashtags, light candles, arrange pop concerts, and sing Don't Look Back in Anger. Maybe our main concern should be white people being stereotyped and harassed. Maybe we shouldn't antagonize violent right-wingers because they might get offended and carry out more attacks. Maybe we just aren't giving violent right-wingers enough roles in movies. Maybe violent right-wingers just haven't been hugged enough. Surely we should just carry on exactly as before. I mean, that's what happens after every other terror attack, so why change now? But seriously, Islamic terrorists have killed 1,263 people in the last 23 days alone. To equate the sporadic threat of right-wing terror with the mechanized, industrial level of bloodshed carried out in the name of Islam is intellectually dishonest and crass. Every death is a tragedy. Every attack is an outrage. But for the left to be selectively outraged about only this, while making excuses every time there's an Islamic massacre, is rampant hypocrisy. In just the time people were reacting to this, there were two more attempted Islamic terror attacks in London and Paris. Violent extremism of any kind is unacceptable, but the threat posed by right-wing terror and Islamic terror are clearly not comparable.
My thoughts are with those in Manchester and the UK tonight, and I'm disgusted and unsurprised at Trump supporters exploiting this tragedy.
So he's angry about people exploiting terror attacks for political gain. Wonder what he said about this one.
This is a terrorist attack. The perpetrator is a white terrorist. We need to say these things out loud as much as possible.
Right, so not all Muslims are responsible for terrorism, and to even hint there's a connection between Islam and violence is racist, but the first thing you do after an attack by a white guy is to point out the colour of his skin to collectively demonise white people.
Mainstream media call it what it is. The Finsbury Park attack was terrorism by a terrorist. Don't downplay the incident because he's white.
Literally no mainstream media outlet is calling this anything other than a terror attack, you utter moron. After this attack, the Independent newspaper actually called the police on Tommy Robinson. More leftists are calling for Tommy Robinson to be arrested than have ever called for actual terrorists to be deported. Let that sink in. J.K. Rowling said the terrorist was radicalized by Katie Hopkins. The Assistant Secretary of the Muslim Council compared Douglas Murray, a conservative writer who warns about the dangers of mass immigration, to Anjem Chowdhury, an open supporter of terrorism and a cheerleader for ISIS. No, not comparable. Actual hate preachers directly call for violence. We're trying to stop violence. Pretty big difference there.
When Islamist terrorists attack, we rightly seek out hate preachers who spur them on. We must do the same to those who peddle Islamophobia.
Oh, you mean hate preachers like Anjem Chowdhury, who was given free rein and a platform on television for years to celebrate terror attacks. Hate preachers like Abu Qatada, who was allowed to radicalise terrorists in Britain for over 10 years before being deported. Hate preachers like Abu Hamza, who supported terror attacks, Osama bin Laden, and radicalised known terrorists at the Finsbury Park Mosque for 5 years before he was arrested. Yeah, we really seek out hate preachers, don't we? We really seek out the thousands of known jihadists who roam our streets. No, we don't. We don't do any of that, largely because the left has made it politically incorrect to do so.
I want to jump in here, talk about another situation, because there's today's one of those days. You know, the big story tonight is going to be the outcome of that race in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Latest inside polling, it's optimistic for Karen Handel, and this would be a crushing defeat. Not only for the Democrat nominee who doesn't live in the district he's running to represent, but for the people who put $50 million to try and take that seat to show how strong the Trump resistance is. They lose this. They're going to have a tough time recruiting people to run in other races. Maybe they're just underestimating the mood of the country. I don't know. On a similar note, the St. Louis Cardinals are having a Christian Day. I mean, they do celebrations for all faiths and ethnicities. Maybe time to not do those things. You know, I don't like to see sports connected because it invites, in St. Louis, in their case, the LGBT community. They're hysterical because the featured speaker at this event will be Lance Berkman, who was a great player for many years and spoke out against transgender bathrooms. So they branded him a homophobe over his opposition to a Houston ordinance that would allow individuals to choose bathrooms based on their gender identity rather than their biological sex. Amazing how at warp speed that whole thing came to pass. So they don't want him to speak. They don't want to have a debate. They just want to shut him down. The Cardinals have not backed off, but they shouldn't put themselves in this position to begin with. Stick to baseball, fireworks after home runs, you know, and you don't have to deal with this. But this is the left again. Make your case. Bullying, this is what they do with companies, sports teams. How about this loss in the Supreme Court? That may have been one of the most significant decisions of the year. You heard about that, the group, the Slants?
Yes.
An Asian band? Took their case to the Supreme Court to protect their name, but it was deemed offensive. Well, that was Obama's, you know, something they enforced during his time. And you can't do it. It was an 8-0 decision, basically against political correctness, that it is not true free speech when you have rules. In Canada, in London, just for saying something on your Facebook page that they deem judge and jury to be hateful, they can put you in prison for that. We cannot have that happen here. And quite frankly, I don't care how self-righteous, smug, and arrogant you are, you ain't winning any friends by trying to bully the St. Louis Cardinals. And I'll tell you something else, too. Obama had only been president for a few months when they had the All-Star game there in 2009. They booed his ass off in St. Louis when he went out to throw the first pitch in his mom jeans and his White Sox jacket. He was not well received. Sports and politics like to keep the two separate. Redskins, by the way, may have a giant case against the trademark folks because theirs was disallowed. It was taken away for the very reason that this whole lawsuit with this group called the Slants came to be.
Yeah, it's a huge boon to the Redskins.
Very much so. Involving money and many other things. So I have to give the Supremes credit on that one because that was a true threat to free speech, and they said, no, we ain't going to have it here. Montgomery Ave physicians, you know, it's still spring for another six, 7 hours, so we can still talk the spring special, and you still got time to call them at 272-2020 and take advantage of the price on LASIK. And it costs you nothing to find out if your vision issue is one that could be corrected with a LASIK procedure. Got two of the best board-certified ophthalmic surgeons on the planet here in Montgomery with Dr. Swan and Shin. Very experienced in all realms of eye care, surgical eye care. But in the LASIK procedure, no one has more in this state, and they rank on a national level as well. So you're in the best possible hands with a practice that's been around since the end of World War II. So at least find out if LASIK is an option. Call 272-2020, see the refractive surgery counselor, and get an answer on your vision and whether or not it can be corrected with a simple LASIK procedure. That's 272-2020, or read the testimonials from people who have had and benefited from LASIK at their website, getlasik.me.
Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery are out to sell 200 vehicles during their Drive and Discover sales event. And they just received $500,000 to help them reach this goal. Drive home a new 2017 Dodge Challenger. Lease just $189 per month. How about a new 2017 Grand Cherokee Laredo? Lease just $249 per month. Plus, we want your trade-in, regardless of year, make, or model. Even if you owe thousands more than it's worth. Got a bump in your credit? With a job bringing home $350 per week, Brubaker can get almost anyone approved. So what are you waiting for, Montgomery? You owe it to yourself to come in for a test drive today. Remember, all that matters is what you'll pay, and you'll pay less at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, or 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Qualified lessees through Chrysler Capital Finance, 36-month lease, 10,000 miles per year, security deposit waived, $29.99 due at inception, all sales plus tax, tag, title, and acquisition. Fee, all rebates to dealer, negative equity may be applied to new home offers, don't combine.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now you know that Honda mowers